How do you think people are going to react to the issue of adjuvant therapy of either one of these TKIs? Some of these people are cured, you know, they're kind of wanting to get back to their life, et cetera. We're seeing this question coming up in all kinds of biologic adjuvant trials. But, you know, these drugs, as you mentioned, although they don't have life-threatening problems, are not too much fun to take. How do you think patients are going to respond to it?
I think that's the issue with any adjuvant study, and your question is a fair question. It becomes the benefit of taking the agent, and we don't have proof that it's going to work, and historically we have proof that nothing has worked in this adjuvant setting with kidney. And they're toxic drugs that does impact their lifestyle. Fortunately, they're not life-threatening. You've got a healthy population of patients, so theoretically they shouldn't be life-threatening. They'll be life-altering for that period of time. So they're going to have to make the lifestyle adjustments to try to reduce the potential for tumor to come back. So I think it's a fair adjustment with an oral agent. It's not tying them up, coming to the physician's office. They can do it at home, make the more appropriate adjustments than coming into the office getting an intravenous drug or an injectable agent. So I think there's some, you know, merit to that. And I think it's a very good trial design, in fact, and hope they can accrue well.